Everything God does, he's going to pass it through the veil of the heart. You got to get there with your faith. It can't be out here. It's got to be in here. It comes from above into the veil of the heart, out of. That's how it works. And so we're just kind of following along these lines. Hallelujah. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about Emmanuel. Holy Ghost came down and caused Mary's womb to conceive. See, there has to be a divine conception, an immaculate conception within. And she carried. God was even showing in the birth of Christ how all birthing works. The Holy Spirit causes the conception of his word. You hear the word of the kingdom. You understand the word of the kingdom. You receive in the form of a spiritual impregnation the word of the kingdom. Then you keep that. You don't allow it to be stolen. That takes a little bit of experience. We're all going to go through a time where the enemy will come. But through experience, you'll learn to keep what God gives. And you keep it. And I found out he's very good. I'm telling you, do not underestimate your enemy. He's very good at what he does. You've got to know how he operates. And when you learn what he's after, when he's coming to exert warfare against your life, he's not coming just to give you a hard time. He's coming after something. He has a mission. He's wanting that living word in your heart. He says he comes immediately. What's it say? To steal the word where in your heart. How many of you walked with God 20 years? Raise your hand. At least 20. What you knew 20 years ago, you know now. He does not come after the word in your head or your knowledge. He doesn't come to steal that. What you retained 20 years ago, you have now. But he does come after a living word in your heart. That's when he comes. That's why when you start pressing in, you start getting all manner of warfare. And you go, what is going on? Because he's coming to stop it. Because what he cannot stop, what he has no defense for, is a living word that bursts from the spirit of a believer. Once that word bursts from within and the Holy Ghost releases and begins the manifestation of it, he cannot stop that. He has no defense for it. And so he wants to stop the birth a long time, cause it to be aborted. He wants to abort that birth. And we've had a couple of them aborted in here because we didn't understand how it worked. But now we're understanding, hallelujah, to keep what God gives. Glory to God. So everything you go through, all the warfare that's exerted against your life, all of it's a purpose. You need to learn from it. Learn from your trials. Amen. I remember when Rick Joyner had that heavenly encounter, and one of the things that was said to him there, it says, don't waste your trials. Don't waste them. You're supposed to learn from things. Amen. Don't keep going around the same mountain forever. You got to learn from it and move on. Some people get stuck. Can't afford to be stuck. Amen. So we get the word in us. See, he says that word will not return void, because you got to get your faith inside. You got to get your faith moving from the dimension of the heart. You cannot be out here with your faith. Do you understand what I mean by being out here? Here's one of the common mistakes that we make. Or I would say, you know, the Bible says we're destroyed for lack of knowledge. Here's one of the things you're going to have to move out of. It's coming. I lived there for 24 years. It's coming. Well, as long as it's coming, it hasn't not arrived. If it does not arrive in here, it says, what saith the word is nigh thee? It's in your heart. It's in your mouth. You've got to get it here. Your faith must come to that place. See, that was God in us. And then the Holy Spirit releases the birth and God is with us. Now, God is in everybody, but God being with you requires a birth. Amen. That's what we're looking for. I understand he's with us in the gift realm, but I'm talking about in full-blown demonstration of the kingdom of God. God with us in fullness. That's what we're looking for. Amen? God with us in demonstration. God with us the way he was with the early church. I hear a lot of people say, well, we're going beyond what the early church did. I said, look, if we can just get what the early church had, we'd be pretty good shape besides going on. Philippians 1:2. Grace be unto you and peace. I receive your grace and I receive your peace. We receive your grace as a congregation, Father. We receive your peace. Put your hand over your heart. Whoever he's showing you right now, say, Father, I release them. I bring them before the throne of grace. I bless them today. I give them to you in this anointing, Jesus. I give them over to you. They are yours. They're not mine to carry. I submit and surrender them to you at the throne of grace. I bless them today. I bless them. Do them good, Father. For I can no longer carry them in my heart. You heal my heart of the rejection. You heal me of the offense. You heal me of the betrayal. You heal me. I am free today. I release them. I no longer retain that trespass. I remit it today. I loose it. Chapter 1, verse 2. I thank my God. Amen. I thank my God. I thank my God. Everyone say, he's my God. I thank my God. You're my God. You will show yourself mighty. Mighty. You will show yourself mighty. 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 You will. Let's just get down to the meat of it. Verse 6. Being confident. Spirit of the Lord saying, I will restore your confidence. I will restore the confidence. You lose some of your confidence sometime in the wilderness because you don't see God for a long time. When he shows up, he said, I will restore your confidence. Being confident of this very thing, he which hath begun a good work in you. Say, in you. How does he begin a good work in us? He's working in us first. He's begun a good work in you first. It starts within. You got to get your faith up in there where he's working. He's working from within. When you unite with him from within, he's begun a good work in you. Will perform it. Will perform it. He will perform the promise in you. He will perform the inheritance within you. If he's begun the work in you, he will perform it because he's going to get it in there. He's going to cause a conception in there. You will conceive. He's begun a good work. He will perform it. He will demonstrate. He will bear testimony. He will bear the witness. He'll perform it. He will demonstrate. Put your hand on your belly. You will perform it. You've begun a good work in me. Thy word is in me. Holy Spirit, you're in me. You've begun the work in me. It only begins within. It only begins within, says the Spirit of grace. It only begins within. It begins within, but I'll bring it without. You are within and a without people, says the Spirit of grace. I didn't come just to live in you. I come to be with you, to live through you. I've begun the work. I will be faithful to perform it. I am not a man, says the Spirit of grace, that I should lie. I will perform it. Perform it. Oh, Holy Spirit, you were sent to perform this word. You were sent to teach us. You were sent to impregnate us. And you were sent to perform it into the earth. Glory be to God. What must we do to work the works of God? This is the work of God. That you believe. He believeth in thine heart. Oh, I'll go to Hebrews 12. This is another good one. You get this right, you're going to realize how the kingdom releases. You got to get in with the kingdom. The kingdom releases from the right hand of God by way of the Holy Ghost. He brought the inheritance down, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost. Jesus received the Holy Ghost first. He received it because he handed him the inheritance and he sent him into the church. That's why he's called the earnest of our inheritance, because he brought it all with him. He brings that inheritance in the form of a what? A living word. That living word causes a conception. It's all spiritual, but then it'll start manifesting in the natural. What we're looking for is the manifestation. We want the materialization of the kingdom. I don't want to hear about the kingdom the rest of my life and not see it. I want to see the kingdom. I want the world to see the kingdom. There's an invisible kingdom. The Holy Spirit was sent down to bear testimony of a king, priest, government. Jesus received the kingdom from his Father. And he's come to demonstrate. He wants to show the world, not just tell them. If we tell them, we'll just keep getting the same results. We got to show them. To show them, we got to get in line how he does it. He gets up in you. Holy Ghost is in us, but he's also with you. He's come to bear testimony. He shall also testify. He's got a big job. I told him the other day when I was really up in there, I said, Holy Spirit, you got a big job. You got to get our attention. You got to get us to submit. You know, he doesn't force your submission. He has to wait for you to submit. How'd you like to have the job of the Holy Ghost? Just in this congregation, not to mention the other billions of people out there, just this small group of people, how'd you like his job? He has to wait. I have the kingdom. I'm the earnest. I have your inheritance. Yeah, I'm going to get with you. I'll get with you. I'll get with you. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12. Ready for this? Verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses. They've already run their race. Now we got to run ours. I am not going to stand before them. That's a failure. We are going to see this kingdom manifest in the earth. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Look at this. Verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, look at this, the author and the finisher of our faith. He's authored because he wrote your inheritance within you. He wrote it. He planted it. He authored your calling. He authored your destiny. He authored the promise of God that you carry. What he authored, he will finish. He's a finisher. He is a finisher. You will finish what you begun. You will finish. This word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that which you sent it and prosper the thing for which you sent it. It will accomplish, it will prosper. It's Isaiah 66. He's a finisher. He's going to finish what he started, but you got to get in line with him. You got to get in alignment. He doesn't do anything with anybody that's out of alignment. You got to get in alignment. You got to get where he is. You got to get on his program. If you're out in left field, you got to get into his program. You got to get where the Holy Ghost is, how he does it. Don't frustrate him. Don't grieve him. Get with him. He's got a program. He came. He's got a way in which he brings that kingdom forward. He can't deviate from that. The only way that God will do things is through the gift realm, but you'll never see fullness by deviating. You gotta allow him to do what he does. We get an alignment. He brings it within first. He began a good work in me. We'll be faithful to complete it. He finishes what he begins if we're in alignment. I don't want God taking my calling and giving it to somebody else. You know what Catherine Kuhlman used to tell? She'd sit in front of them preachers and tell them, she goes, you know, I was God's third or fourth choice. And she'd look at them all and she goes, one of you must have failed. See, you live your life, you don't think about that, but then how many of you know the older we get, the years fly by? I blink and this one's about gone. We'll be celebrating Christmas here pretty soon. And then also you're going to stand before the Lord and you're going to think, what did I do? Because you don't get another chance after that. Now you'll get to make it to heaven because you got your fire insurance. But for all eternity, see, your order is set what you did here. Now you're not supposed to be me and I'm not supposed to be you, but you are supposed to find what it is he's called you to do. He's going to bring something through you. Don't let the world distract you. You got to be bigger than that. It's really not that great. The world's kind of empty. Have you figured that out? I'd imagine billionaires are probably some of the most miserable people. You wouldn't think they, because they make them look real good. But I tell you right now, they can buy anything they want. And they find out there's nothing there. And then they keep trying to buy something. And they just quit buying it because there's just nothing there. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd rather have a billion and not have a billion. But if you have God, amen. But here's what the Lord told me. He said, son, he goes, gold alone will corrupt. He goes, but glow with my glory is my perfect will. He goes, you have my glory and the gold. He goes, it's the glory that keeps you with me. It's the gold and the glory. What's wrong? Too much prosperity in the church and not enough glory that goes with it. You lose track of what it was there for. You don't know what the goal was for. Verse 5, Isaiah 66. Hear the word of the Lord, you that tremble at his word. I love that, don't you? You that tremble. Someone who trembles at the word has a deep respect. They're in tune. They're in one with the word of God. They tremble at it. It doesn't just go pass through them and on out. You tremble at the word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that rendereth recompense to his enemies. You know, about the time God does that, you don't care anymore. When you're still in the phase you want God to render recompense to your enemy, it'll never happen there until you love them. Then sometimes God will render the recompense. But you don't want that to happen anymore. But he's doing it for their good too. Everyone gets spanked in the kingdom of God. Everybody gets a spanking. Anybody ever been spanked by the Lord? Boy, when he gives you a good one too, don't he? Oh man. If you don't learn the first one, he's got a bigger paddle. If you're going to walk with him, you either quit or you'll learn, one or the other. Verse 7, this is it. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of the man-child. Oh, like that. Who hath heard such a thing? Who hath seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Shall a nation be born at once? Listen, when the suddenly of God comes, you'll forget your birth pangs. You'll forget your whole wilderness journey. You'll forget the whole price that you paid. 15, 20, some of you paying 30-year price. You'll forget all of it because the birth of man-child is there. Just like you ladies, boy, you'll carry and carry. I kind of do know what that feels like because I carry spiritually. There's a pain involved with that. But when you give the birth, you forget about all that labor, don't you? The second that birth comes, you forget the whole 9 months. But in that 9 months, especially probably in that ninth month, you think that thing is never going to come out. Who hath heard such a thing? Who hath seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Here's the verse I want to share with those of you that have been in the program. The Holy Ghost has been working in you. He's divinely caused a conception within you. You've been carrying a promise. You've been carrying a future glory. You've been carrying an inheritance. Shall I bring you to the birth and not cause you to bring forth? Saith the Lord, shall I cause you to bring forth and then shut the womb? God is not playing games. When you get it right, when we get it right and we do it His way, He is going to bring forth the birth. He's going to bring forth the living inheritance. He is going to bring forth the promise. He's going to manifest it right in front of you. And everybody will see it. Kingdom of God, Emmanuel, God with us. Mark my words, everything's going to shift. This nation, this city is going to see God again in fullness of glory, in fullness of demonstration. A king priest government will be manifested and testified in the earth. The Holy Ghost will testify of it. They'll see it. There is coming one of the greatest, well, probably by far the greatest wealth transference in the history of the world. Oh, I pray you're in tune. You wouldn't believe how easy it is to get in tune with that. And there's coming power with it too. Hallelujah. Those that are carrying it right now within are going to be soon revealed. What you don't know, it's already been set down from the right hand of God. The people of God are carrying the future of what God's about to do. The intercessors, the ones that have been close to God, that have aligned themselves with the Lord, they're carrying the future of what God's going to do in the earth. He's got it in the belly of His people. He's got it in their spirit. Just know that He does. They've been carrying it, and that thing's going to release. Should I bring you to the birth and not cause you to come forth? Am I going to shut the womb? Am I playing games that you go through all this and all of a sudden I'm going to just shut the womb and say, denied? No, God is not like that. When we get it right, it's coming forth. Everyone say, Father, I trust you. Jesus, I trust you. Holy Ghost, I trust you. I will not quit, and I will not back up. I will not draw back. I will press on. Amen. Pastor Chuck has something here.
In Hebrews 12, the word that King James renders as finisher also is rendered as perfecter. But there's one more meaning that it has, which has intimate meaning for us. It's the consummator. He's the consummator. See, in that word, there's a nearness, there's a closeness, there's an intimacy that's spoken of that has to be there in there. And there's one thing else that happens in the consummation of a marriage is that there's a breaking of the veil. And see, he's here. He's not just going to author your faith, but he's the one who breaks the veil to bring you into the place of birthing and impregnation. And in that place of birthing is God and Emmanuel within you. And then comes the birth, God and Emmanuel with you. Hallelujah. So Lord, we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We receive the author, the perfecter, the consummator. We receive the consummator of our faith, Lord. We receive this consummation, Father, and this breaking of the veil off of our lives, Lord. We remove and break those veils, Lord. We engage with you to break the veil, Lord, that we may be impregnated, Father, that we may be birthing forth, Father, of the word that you've placed within us, of the promise that you've placed within us. We thank you, Father, for the birthing of the Word. The birthing of the Word. Father, we thank you that you are with us, Lord, as we resolve ourselves into the birthing that has come from you, Lord. From you. By your presence, by your intimacy with us. We honor, we devote ourselves, Lord, to you. Hallelujah. Amen.